Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
77583.
Thank you. Let me get that pulled up here. And could I please have your first and last name?
James Stuxer.
Thank you. Just to make sure I'm looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address?
15545 Highway 6, Low Sharon, Texas.
Thank you for that. So I do see here, looks like this was back on, let me see, April 15th. You got the the Viral Valor XL.
I got that. Right. And now, yesterday at 8 o'clock, they charged my card twice for $99.85. I did not authorize that.
Yes, sir. So the Viral Valor XL Mail Enhancement, also the Viral Valor XL NO2, that did start a 7-day trial. After the 7 days, you were charged the full amount for the product that was received. So when that order was placed, there was a checkbox that actually
it didn't even come in until yesterday. So No. I'll send it back or you can come get the shit. I ain't paying $100 for that stuff.
So
I hadn't even opened it.
So there was a checkbox that asked if you were 18 and older. That was the same box that stated about the 7-day trial and that you would be charged the full amount of that product. So it is a valid charge with you agreeing to the terms and conditions. I can do a 35% discount for you, so is that a discounted price instead of the
Either they let me send it back, they give me all my money back, because it just came in yesterday. How the hell can I try it when it's been in the fucking mail?
And so that is why
I
you would
even
have
opened
to,
it yet.
That is why you would have to read the terms and conditions, because we can extend your trial for more time, but you would have to, of course, give us a call first.
Okay, you want to play that game? Y'all can hear from my lawyer. I want these charges reversed. You can have this shit back. It didn't even come in the mail till yesterday.
Okay, well, let me see what I can do for you. One moment.
I don't want it. I ain't paying $100 for a box, a bottle of damn. That's bullshit.
Thank you for being patient on that hold. And so what I can do for you, because I do understand that you maybe didn't understand the terms and conditions or you were not aware, is a 35% refund for you out of the two charges you received on the 22nd.
No. That ain't going to work. I can contact a lawyer and we can get this handled the wrong way, or you can do it the right way and just take the shit back and give me my money back. I did not authorize those $200 come out of my account.
Okay, what I could also do for you, because again, it is a valid charge with you agreeing to those terms.
It won't be when I get done with the lawyer.
I can also do a 50% refund for you. And would be out of both of the charges you received on the 22nd.
Hold on a second. You there?
Yes, sir. So a 50.
You there?
Yes, sir. I'm still here with you. That's $49.93, and then that would be out of both of the charges you received on yesterday.
No, I'm not paying for it, ma'am. I told you I didn't authorize that. The shit just came in the mail yesterday. How could it be a damn 7-day free trial when it's been in the mail? I hadn't even opened it.
That's what I was explaining. The trial starts when you place the order. So when you were, when that's, you ordered on yeah, that's a, the 15th, that's a, that was
that's
when
a
the
scam
trial
y'all use to get people to do this shit. And
but I can also do a 75% refund for you, and that'll be $74.87 out of both of the charges.
No, ma'am, I'm telling you, I'll throw the shit away or send it back to you. I don't want it. I'm not going to pay $100 a piece for these fucking bottles. It ain't going to happen. They're still sealed. I had never even opened them. They just came in yesterday in the mail. I'm not... Then, no, it's not going to happen.
So
I'll throw the shit away. Or,
with the 75% discount,
I'm sorry,
refunder,
it's not going to...
Then that it's no
it's
longer
not,
the $99.85.
I understand that, but I charge almost... y'all charged me almost $198.99 for two fucking bottles. No, we can have this one two ways. You can let me send it back, or you can give me my money back, or you can send a label to let me send the shit back, but
right.
I ain't paying $200.
That's what I was explaining, that I can do a 75%
refund. No, I told you I want 100%. I did not authorize $99 and something twice out of my account.
Okay, well, let me see what I can
authorize
do for
$4.
You. Let me place you on a brief hold. Thank you for being patient on that hold. So I did go ahead and do the full refund for you. That credit can take up to 3 to 5 business days to reflect in the account. This also has been canceled. Was there anything else that I could assist with?
Let's see, Summer.
You credited both $99.85 charges.
That is correct.
Okay, I'll believe that. I've got to go to the bank now because of my fucking card. I thought it got stolen. So I canceled the card because I didn't authorize no damn money like this. Bullshit. If it ain't in there in a few days or by Monday, you'll hear from my lawyer. I can tell you that.
Well, it will not be in the account by Monday, sir. It's the weekend. Refunds don't process during the weekend. So you would have to give it the full 3 to 5 business days.
Well, it better be there by Monday.